the members can answer them. Is that a legacy hand, Miyuki?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Hearing none, we will move forward on to our next point here. We have the program committee, and the chair is Member Sanders. Do you have a report for the committee?
No, not a report for the committee this evening. We did get notification from our secretary that she's having to step down, so I will put something together. But committee did begin looking at the grid, and we are to do further discussion about it at our next meeting. And the program director was to send us additional information so we would be able to identify what was on the grid. So we're waiting to get that information, and we'll reach back out to her. Let's see. There's a motion that all members of the LSB should have, which regards the LSB show, which previously had been under the programming committee, and it was identified that the motion was to set it up to where members of the LSB would volunteer to chair that chair or report out at that for that show to the public, and it normally had been on the last Friday of each month. I don't have that motion in front of me, but it was sent out by the secretary, so everyone should have a copy of it in their report. One thing that I would like to say here is that I had stated during that meeting that since this is something that the LSB will be working with and not the programming committee, that it would be a good idea to move this activity under the LSB, and you find an individual from the LSB committee that would be willing to handle this and work with this, and the program director and whomever else is involved to make this happen. So, I'm looking to see how you would like to move forward with that, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Let me just address. So your secretary is a delegate, or is that a community member who's stepping down?
The secretary is a delegate.
Okay. All right. Let me go to Michael, and then I'll read the motion that came out of committee for the full board here to chime in on. Michael, Member Byfield, go ahead.
You know, what I wanted to address was about, since you mentioned the LSB show was really community comment. So if this is not the forum, I will wait.
I think community comment comes under programming. So, I mean, feel free to express what you want.
Okay.
Here.
So what happens is, we didn't have the programmer, the program director here. And you guys know on a regular basis, I contend that we cannot continue to have a programmer committee where the program director does not attend. And my contention has always been that it's a unilateral decision that's been made by one person for the last 3 to 5 years. And I am waiting to see the day when the programming committee can function like a programming committee. Now, I'm going to move on to speak about community comment, which in the past was 5 days. It's changed. And Michelle brought up what she remembered, which was 5 days. It's been changed. And Monday is another program, which is Sue Goodwin eventually took over, and it's a news program. But on Tuesday, Dave Raymond sometimes operates in that space. Dave, on Wednesday, that spot is not, it's called We the People, and that is no longer a community common spot, and neither is Thursday. So it's really one day, which is what she is saying. It's Friday. And the purpose of it was to get community involvement, and we've always revered that spot as community involvement. So to really whittle it down to Friday, where two guys have 20 minutes of them talking to themselves or telling people what they think, is really not community comment. That's all I have to say.
All right, my response to that, I think, Michael, I thought maybe what we determined earlier would be the path forward is to just make sure program director, yourself, committee chair, if Member Sanders wants to be involved, just to kind of clarify, I know Michelle brought the issue to the table. If we could just clarify, you know, what happened to that 11 a.m. daily spot, and you know, just, you know, understand why the community comment has been reduced to a single, it sounds like maybe just 2 days. Okay, so we'll address that. Minerva, and then I'm going to go ahead and read the proposal for consideration that came out of committee. Go ahead, Minerva.
Okay, no, the only thing was when Michael brought up community comment, I was going to say that's veering away from the proposal.
Okay.
You really can't hear Minerva.
Hold on. I got you. Just make sure your volume is up, Minerva. The folks are having a hard time hearing you. So.
All right.
All right. All right. So let me go ahead and read this. This came out of committee, and it's production. The title is Production and On-Air Broadcast of the Local Station Board Show. Proposal. Purpose: to empower WPFW's members by providing them with regular and accurate information about the foundation, the station, and their finances. To provide members the opportunity to communicate with governance publicly. To provide awareness of the issues facing the foundation and the station and the possible solutions. Resources. 1 hour, approximately 55 minutes of WPFW airtime per month. Broadcast time should occur between 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. Management will provide the time and day 1 month in advance of the 24 delegates plus 3 non-voting members of the station board. And the last resource is reports from multiple areas of the organization, such as LSB committee reports, Pacifica National Board directors reports, executive director reports, management reports, and any other relevant information pertaining to governance. Time allocation. The 55 minutes should be broken down as such: an introduction for 5 minutes, review of management reports for 10 minutes, review of LSB/governance reports for 10 minutes, and phone calls from members for 30 minutes. Delegate hosting. A minimum of 4 delegates should attend each broadcast. So I will say a minimum of 4 LSB delegates should attend each broadcast, selected in alphabetical order to form each team. So we'll call them teams. Each team will appear twice annually to give the LSB show report. And of course, delegates are not required to participate if they do not wish. So that's a proposal that's on the table. It is a proposal to organize the LSB show. It gives us a resource of 55 minutes, and it also allows for all the delegates to participate if they'd like in a alphabetical order of rotation. So that is the motion on the floor that came out of committee. I'll take a stack. Any discussion? I see Minerva's hand. Minerva, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Kamal. I'm going to take my hand down. That's a. It should have gone down earlier. Okay.
Thank you, Member Lane.
Is that proposal meant to supplant community comment, or is it a standalone?
The proposal is to structure officially the once a month LSB show. Currently, the LSB show was preempting a single community comment show once a month on Fridays. The proposal does allow for management to give discretion about which shows they would like to preempt. In other words, why should a single show always be preempted once a month? We could rotate it. It also allows for us to structure how we host the show. It was initially hosted by a single, or came out of the program committee, with those delegates from the committee hosting the show. This gives an opportunity for all members of the LSB to host a show and engage the community. So, and then lastly, it also allows for a kind of organized presentation of the available information. Like I said, LSB committee reports, anything from the national board, the executive director reports, and of course, any other relevant information. But it's really just a structure around the presentation or the broadcast of the LSB show that occurs once a month.
So it could be, for example, it could be the first Friday of the month when the community comment show would normally take place. And then the other 3 weeks is a community comment show.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. You could do okay. that. Yep.
All right. Thank you.
Michael Byfield, sir. Member Byfield, you have the floor.
Hello?
He's muted. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, we got you now. Okay.
So, the LSB show that we had was an excellent show. I've never had a problem with it. I always thought it was very informative. And for us to really have a motion to really vote on something that existed, you know, 3, 4, 5 months ago. I don't know if we're just taking up a lot of time on the, you know, but you know, that's my only comment. This existed before for many, many years.
So anybody in favor? I hear one opposition to the motion from Member Byfield. Is there one in favor?
Mr. Chair, I know I'm in the public, but I can shed some light on a PMB motion from 2020.
Yeah, no, it's all right. We'll take care of it. We'll handle it. I appreciate it, though. If you want to put something in the chat, feel free. Yep.
I have no access to the chat.
Okay, well.
Your chat is closed, yeah.
All right. Michelle. Tingling Clemens, going once.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, I actually thought it was a good idea to share some of that load and also to engage more, you know, a broader range of the thinking of the members of the LSB. But I also then realized that everybody would then have to go through the training to be able to go on air, but that's not a bad thing. So, I mean, I'm in favor of it.
Thank you. Verna, Tony, and Bill in that order. Verna.
Okay. I'm generally in favor of it. I like the idea of bringing other LSB delegates into the mix. However, I'm a little confused. If it's a 55-minute show and a considerable amount of it is devoted to the reports that are designated to be given, what are these other four delegates actually going to be doing? Will they just be interacting with the phone calls? If somebody can shed some light on that for me, or will they? I'm confused. If Minerva or someone can show.
No. This is something that I put together. So to me, what the teams would be doing would be, of course, understanding the information that's out there, right, from governance. And, you know, there could be somebody who's more in tune with what the program committee has been doing. There could be one member that's more in tune with what finance was doing, so on and so forth, and that they would be able to respond to public in kind about what the local station board has been doing. There's no exact science to how each member, how each delegate would participate, but it would offer the delegates an opportunity to kind of hear, not that they're not listening to the station, but hear directly from the community and not kind of, you know, keep that in a single silo. So that would be my idea of what each of the particular members would be doing. And I do think you're right, at 55 minutes, 25 of which is absorbed in kind of reporting out. But one of the most important things about what we're doing here is informing the public. And I don't think we should veer away from that too much. I think Member Byfield is right. You know, if we have a little bit too much back and forth banter and not enough engagement, then we lose what at least this committee is trying to do. You know, no slight to Member Pinchback show at all, but I do think that we have to make sure we're informing. So that would be the goal.
Okay. I think, can I do a quick follow up?
If you must.
I must. I think that maybe two delegates on each show might be a better suggestion, or, you know, a more realistic format. that. But otherwise, I think it's, you know, a good idea. Thank you.
Member Curtis.
Thanks. Well, I think it's a good idea. And I think that,
No, I'm fine. You're doing great.
Miyuki, you want to go ahead and mute? I think you're.
Oh, so sorry.
Yep. Thank you.
And I think that, I mean, since I was a participant in the past, show with our member Irene, it's good to have clear, a structure, guidance, and protocol, so you don't get surprised when someone when individuals, you know, don't find what you're doing to be, I guess, in line with their thinking. But I do think it's, and I think it's also a good idea to involve as many LSB members, to participate in the show, be it format of at least, if not four, at least three, so people can get the experience of being on the air and they can demonstrate their volunteerism, as LSB members, because the show is very important. Key thing is that it is to be, an avenue of informing our members and building member loyalty, encouraging members to participate. So, I am in favor of this particular motion.
Thank you, Member Curtis. We have a couple of minutes before we have to pivot, so I want to take the end of the stack here. 30 seconds, Ron, Minerva, Mariah, and then we'll try and make sure we get this thing voted on. Ron.
Okay, the only thing that I would add is that that show is also can be used as a promotional tool for station activities. You know, we got a lot of events that we do. We advertise by public service announcements, but you know, anything that the station is involved in and doing, can be promoted during that program as well. That's what it's there for. So promoting the station, you know, promoting.
That's time, Ron. That's time. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Thank you.
Minerva. 30 seconds.
Okay, Kamal, what I would say here is one very important thing was brought up. Right now, no one's going through training on the part for what can and can't be said on air. And I would just like to make a motion that we, at this time, put this activity on hold until we do get everyone trained, and then you can move forward with it, because we're not going to be able to do anything right now. There's no one to do it.
That's time, Minerva.
Thank you.
So your motion is to table. Let me take one more and then we'll vote on that. Mariah, 30 seconds.
So I would propose to amend the motion so that it's two LSB members once a year. What I would say is maybe the compromise would be bringing on an LSB member as a guest on a certain amount of shows. I had the experience of being a guest on it when Minerva and Sabu hosted, and it was my first exposure to the show. So that's something that I would recommend. So it's more, a little bit more realistic, and also.
That's time, Mariah. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, so we have a motion that's been amended, and then the motion to table, I guess postpone indefinitely. Is there a second for that? That was the motion from Minerva.
Second.
Any opposition?
I oppose.
All right. We'll call the roll, Ellen.
Okay.
The motion on the table is to postpone the motion from the program committee on the production and on-air broadcast of the local station board show.
Okay, Verna?
A yes vote is to table it. I'm sorry, to postpone it indefinitely. The no vote is to go forward on the vote.
Okay, ready? Verna?
No vote.
Wayne? I'll come back. Michael Byfield.
I'm gonna pass and come back to me later, please.
Okay. Bill Curtis. I'll come back to him. Violetta.
Here, Ellen.
Okay. I yes voted. Or no?
No.
Violetta said no. Yeah, I heard you said no. And Bill, what are you saying?
Yeah, I vote in favor.
You're voting yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so just so we're clear, it's a postponement, a definite postponement of the proposal, of the motion, all right? A yes vote postpones. A no vote means we move forward to consider the motion, right?
Okay, Vanessa. Oh,
no.
Sue. I'll come back. Robert?
No.
Craig?
No.
Kamal? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, Kamal. Michael Hirsch isn't here. Julie?
I'm gonna pass.
Okay. Arthur Highland isn't here. David?
Abstain.
Okay. Ambrose?
No.
Tony Leon?
Yes.
Mariah?
No.
Ron Pinchback?
No.
Minerva?
Yes.
Michelle?
No.
Wanda?
No.
Okay. Back to the passes. Michael Byfield?
Yes.
Another pass. Julie?
I'm going to abstain.
Abstain.
Record her vote, but I think you missed Sue.
Sue, I think I said Sue, but she didn't answer. Sue? Sue? Is she there?
That's all right. I thought she was there. Go ahead.
Okay. Who else? I said, okay, everybody else. Oh, Wayne Bruce, is he there? Because he didn't say anything.
I don't see him.
Okay.
Go ahead and give us a tally. I'm sorry. Come to me. Yeah, give us a tally. What do you have?
Okay, I'll do the tally. Then I come to you.
Yeah.
So the no's are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 no's. And the yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4. Four yeses. And abstentions are
2, 1, 2.
Two abstentions. And so what do you say, Kamal?
I'm good. I think the motion failed.
Yes, no.
Okay.
10, no.
All right. So let's move quickly then. There's a motion to amend. The amendment was to change the minimum number of delegates to 2 and for it to appear, each delegate to appear once annually with the show having some additional guest appearances from delegates on an interview platform. So those will be, I'm combining the amendments. Are you okay with that, Verna and Mariah?
Verna, I am.
Yes, I am as well. Thank you.
Okay. So those are your amendments. Any opposition to the amendments as proposed?
Could you read the motion with the amendments, please? Yeah,
of course. The amendment portion is on the delegate hosting. The amendment reads now, a minimum of 2 delegates should attend each broadcast selected in alphabetical order to form each team. Each team will appear once annually to give the report. Delegates are not required to participate. That's how it reads.
The delegates are not required to participate.
No, if you're a delegate and you don't want to be part of the any team on the show, you don't have to, you're not being forced to participate. No.
Mr. Chair?
Wow.
Yes, Ron.
Can I offer a friendly amendment?
Okay.
My friendly amendment, because right now we don't know where we're going to place this. I would suggest that, for the time being, it could remain on Fridays. You know, we got a lot of stuff coming up important to the listenership, and we don't want to delay any further. You know, the dissemination of this information. So, like I say, as a placeholder that, you know, we can go ahead and continue to post it on Fridays until
Yeah, you muted there, Ron. I don't feel as though I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that is an amendment that's necessary here. What we're working on is essentially allowing management to give us a slot of time. And so I think once we get the motion passed, management will give us the slot of time that's available for us. All right. So, if that's that Friday that it's been on, then we'll continue to do that. So I don't see it as germane to make that amendment, to be honest.
All right, thank you.
Tony.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I was looking for the motion. Did you send that motion out ahead of time?
Yeah, Tony, it's been around for the last couple of months. I'll go ahead and send it back out, but I think, I don't know if Ellen has it or not, but it was out of committee. So,
it went out. I'll look for it. I'll find it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks. Any objection to the amendment, the amended motion? All right, hearing none, we'll amend it as such. So the motion has now been amended. Any objection to the motion?
No.
All right, hearing none, the motion carries. So we'll get work together on this out of the program committee and or the folks who would like to participate. So please, if you'd like to be part of a team to host one of the shows during the year, make that request now. Make sure you send it to Ellen. Let her know you want to be part of a team. And I'll make sure to organize in alphabetical order the teams, and then we'll check with management to secure a time and date that will start our first LSB show, and then also compile what I believe could be the necessary reporting materials. Each of us, you know, we have our program committee, we have our finance committee, we have our outreach committee. Each of those has a report every month. Those reports should be standard issue for the show, and then we'll expand from there, okay? All right. Thank you all for that. On deck is outreach. Violetta, you have until 9:30, all right? Anything else you want to talk about in terms of outreach?
Okay, I apologize. The atmosphere is going to be louder and louder as the night goes on, but I don't think there's anything else. Are we secure on what we're doing for the PNB report? Is that taken care of?
I did not hear another director wanting to supplement what Minerva's report is going to be. I did hear Minerva say she was going to have a handout indicating some of the changes as it relates from bylaws to the proposed bylaws. So if I could ask Minerva to confirm that, I think that will settle what we'll do at the town hall.
Mr. Chair, I'm confirming that that is what we will have. Okay.
Okay. Excellent. Verna.
Yes, I think there is a member that would be willing to step up and do that. If you could put the suggestion out there now and see if there is that, I think that would be, that might be appropriate.
What I would like is a director first, since this is a national board situation or activity or something that's come out of the national board. I would like a director, Minerva being the first of which who's agreed to do this. If there's someone else who would like to assist there or, you know, present or help her, then absolutely. So we have four directors. We have Ron, we have Julie, and Dennis. So I don't know if either one of those three would like to assist Minerva in on a Saturday or not. I see Julie's hand. Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to help Minerva. I mean, I think, you know, part of the object here is to put, you know, information in front of the listener members.
All right. Sounds good.
Chairman Kamau. I'm a member of the outreach committee. Could I say something? This is Martha Peterson.
If you could go ahead and raise your hand.
Okay.
Let me get Vanessa. Go ahead, Vanessa.
I'm sorry, Chair. Please forgive me.
I think it's important at this town hall meeting for there to be two perspectives. There is, these bylaws are New Day, and there is a non-New Day perspective. And I think that Ron is clearly a new, now, excuse me. What? Ron is a non-New Day perspective. I would appreciate having a non-New Day perspective in addition to the New Day.
Okay. What's your point of order, Minerva?
Point of order is, again, we're beginning to call names or make statements. And if we have a director who's already volunteered, then I think we need to go with that. If Ron is going to be there and he wants to raise his hand and say something in terms of what he thinks, then that's on him. But to just force, well, let me say, he's not here to speak for himself. So as I'm saying, oh, I'm sorry, he is here.
Hold on, Ron, hold on, hold on.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Dennis is a person who's not here. But mm-hmm. basically what I would like to say is you have your two people. Let Pacifica go ahead and share their information. And the part about Ron, that's one of the items that's on this agenda. So we can move to that a little bit later regarding this activity. So, you know, and we'll get into that.
I find it that's well taken. The point again, I want y'all to just kind of hear me out here before we get too down much further down the rabbit hole. We cannot and should not set this up in the town hall as a debate. Now, what I would like to do, if we want to kind of figure out as a local station board, what it is truly that the changes, the impacts, or whatever it is that we want to do as a collective board together to demonstrate our position as a collective board, we can do that. The second we start to kind of get in to a, well, the bylaws are this, well, the bylaws are that, I think we run into to a credibility issue with the public. We got to be very careful with that. Okay, all right. So if we can, what I would suggest we do, and I'll put this out here now, what I suggest we do is make sure that whatever's being put together for Saturday is submitted to Ellen. Ellen can get it out to all of us ahead of time. And if anyone has something that they would like to respond to on the documentation or whatever's being prepared, then we can do that. But I don't know if we want to get into a back and forth, but go ahead, Vanessa, I'll let you finish up.
Okay. Thank you. Since I was interrupted by Minerva.
Go ahead. Yep.
So I was not suggesting a debate. Okay. I'm suggesting two perspectives, two people with different perspectives, two, one New Day and the other a non-New Day perspective. However Ron wants to present that, if he's willing to do it, I would appreciate not having a unanimity of opinion. I'd like to have a non-New Day opinion.
Excuse me.
All right. Mr. Hold on. I got a hand.
People think that's an insult to be called New Day. I'm going to say it is what it is.
All right. All right. All right. All right. We got it. Let me let one of the committee members, she's got her hand up. She's not a delegate. She's asked to be recognized as a committee member. Martha, what do you have?
Yes. I'm just wondering, were LSB members asked to contribute some funds to help, defray the cost of the food for Yeah. And also we normally give the church a donation. If LSB members could contribute something, that would be great. That's all.
Let me ask the chair, Violetta, can you distribute the method by which you'd like folks to send money in? Do you want folks to just bring $10 to the meeting? How do you want to receive the funds?
Well, that was the thing. If people wanted to bring it, that's fine, but it was suggested that people wanted to go through the website with donations, and I was told that it was a drop down, but Miyuki was supposed to confirm how that could be done.
Can you confirm by midday tomorrow? I know it's a crunch, but I think if you want those contributions, you gotta kind of give everybody an opportunity or knowledge about where to send it.
Right, and that's what we were trying to do. Is Miyuki still on? I can't see.
I don't see her, but she's not. She. We can get her pretty quickly, I think.
Okay. All right.
All right. Can you work with her? Just see, and just you gotta let us know what we need to do. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right.
All right. So I don't disagree, Vanessa. I hear you bringing up Ron's name. I put it out there. We needed someone to, director to participate. I did not hear Ron speak. So I don't want anyone to speak for him. So before I call him Minerva, Ron, you've been asked to give a perspective or some sort of, to give your feedback on the bylaws changes. Is that something you're willing to do on Saturday?
Yes, but I want to make it clear. I just want to present the facts about the changes. You know, I'm not trying to offer a perspective.
Okay.
I just want people to be clear about what the bylaws say about how this is going to affect the LSBs. That's it. You know, this shouldn't be a debate. Okay. Now, I just want to provide information and the people in the audience can make up their own minds.
Okay. So it sounds like what we need to do, and I'm going to offer this up again. If we could somehow have some information prepared prior to Saturday, I know we have a noon start on Saturday. If we could get something, you know, by noon Friday as a workup, from those who are going to be participating, it sounds like there's three of our directors that want to contribute at least something that folks can look at prior to Saturday's meeting. In writing that kind of gives, at least informs us, hey, this is what we're, laying out at the town hall. All right. I don't think we should have too much controversy here, but I could be wrong. So, Minerva, go ahead.
I was going to say that, the information being shared is the actual information that was presented to the court. If Ron is speaking in terms of that, then, you know, let him do whatever he's going to do. But if he's trying to go back and talk about what happened in 2019 and 2020 and 2021, that is not part of where the information is being presented. So, you know, that's what I'm looking at here.
Sounds like Ron was saying he's going to try and articulate the impact of the changes between the bylaws and the proposed bylaws. All right. I think we can all agree on that, right? That the membership and the public should know the impact between what the changes are doing. I don't, right? Minerva, we good with that? Yeah. Thank you, Julie.
I'm good with that. If that's where he's going, but
that's where I stand.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Verna, we're going to quickly wrap this up. I have Verna. Ron, is that a legacy hand?
Yes.
All right. So Verna, Ambrose, Bill, and Violetta in that order. Verna, go ahead.
Okay. I think that, you know, to have both, Minerva and Julie speak, but it seems like we're moving past that now. That would be defeating the purpose of what originally triggered this discussion, that we should have two different perspectives. And of course we don't want to get into a argument in front of our listenership, but we have to keep in mind that sometimes democracy is messy and we do our very best to keep it clean, but it's our responsibility to inform our listeners. And as has been said, they are very intelligent. They'll figure it out. And we can handle it, you know, with class and professionally. But I think it's imperative that we have Ron there to address the fact that the impact that these particular proposed bylaws will have. Thank you.
Thank you. Ambrose.
Yes. I think we're kind of fooling ourselves, to be honest with you. I said earlier that I think that Minerva should present. She's presenting the facts. That's what she's doing. And people need to hear the facts. Ron is presenting about what he thinks the effect of those facts will be.
No, sir.
Hold on.
No, sir, Bob.
Hold on. Everybody.
Give me ambos.
Relax.
So you're not saying you're not going to report on what the impact of the changes will be?
Hold on, Ron. Do not answer that. Ambrose, go ahead and finish. Okay.
I thought that he was going to report on what the impact of those changes will be.
Okay. So I think, again, we're going to try and square the circle. Everybody has agreed that they're going to talk factually. In other words, the fact is, and I'm making this up, I'm not saying this is what's happening, but the previous bylaws afforded the LSB 24 members. The new bylaws says 4. If that is the impact, or if that is what has been created or has been done between the old and the new, there's an impact there that needs to be spoken about. I don't think that is off limits, all right?
Okay.
And I think that we're saying the same thing around facts there, all right? Whether or not that impact is good or bad, now let's talk, that's a different, wholly different debate, all right? And so if we start to get into that rabbit hole, I think that's where we're going to have a lot of back and forth at the town hall. I'm not saying we shouldn't have that here, or maybe in a different, in another, not tonight, but another session, closed session, however you want to do it. But we can't be seen as necessarily, wholly bickering the entire time at the town hall. So I think if we can just say to ourselves, here's the old bylaws, here's the proposed bylaws, here's the change, I think we're okay there.
There is no old bylaws. There's a current bylaws. Thank you.
All right. I got you. Oh, sorry.
Please do not call it
chair.
Old.
Chair.
All right.
I'm sorry. Would you call the member of the public out of order and tell her that if she speaks again, she'll be removed from the meeting?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Bella, we can't have that. Okay. So please.
I still have
the community floor. Comment was at 8 o'clock, 8 to 8:30. All right.
I still have the floor.
Yes, go ahead, Ambrose.
So Ron is going to present, I guess, the differences between what is proposed and what exists now. Am I hearing that right?
Let me find out. Ron, is that your?
That's it.
Okay.
Okay.
Not opinion.
Okay. That's fine. But I've heard in this conversation, comments such as it's less democratic, it reduces the impact, the influence of the LSBs. That those statements are not in the bylaws. So you would have to refrain from saying things like that. That is less
and so would the other parties.
Correct.
I know that. Yeah. I know that. Okay.
So all I want to do is just put out the facts.
I'm just trying to be clear.
Hold on. Both of y'all can't be
talking.
I'm just trying to be clear.
Okay.
So if you're presenting what the facts of the old bylaws, that can be appropriate. And then what will end up happening is that the audience will engage.
Yes.
The audience can share whatever opinions they have, but what you are presenting are the facts of the old bylaws
existing.
Hold on a second, Ambrose.
And Minerva is presenting the facts of the proposed bylaws.
Yes.
Am I right? Okay.
You got it. You're spot on.
All right. I just want to make sure I'm clear.
Hold on, folks. Everybody.
I just want to make sure that I'm clear and everybody else is clear.
Mr. Chair, I got to clear this up, man.
Hold on one moment because we're behind time here. We're actually at time certain for the PNB director's report. And there was a written report that, you know, Julie, put together for us. So I hope everyone had a chance to look at that. So I don't want to, cause we're going to go into unfinished business at 9:45.
Yes.
All right. So we've got 1 minute here.
I'll be brief. We need to make sure
that, well, I'm actually going to ask for a bit of an extension on this point just to put a pin in it so that, you know, we can move into some other business. All right. So 5 minute extension. Anybody opposed to that?
I'll take one more. And so this is an important, presentation, but the problem that we are running up against is that the LSB itself has not had a discussion about the proposed bylaws. That's the problem. And because we haven't done that, people want naturally to give an opinion about the proposed bylaws. Mm-hmm. And that's why I said we should, and we might not have time tonight, Kamal, we should take a poll, not a vote, a poll of how LSB members feel about the proposed bylaws. Because at the end of the day, we're going to have to choose to either fight or not fight. It's that simple. We have to choose. And we don't know if we don't discuss. So I don't know what kind of mechanism we need to do that. It will eventually, because of the audience, become a debate because of the audience, not because of the presenters.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. So, no, I don't disagree. We have a committee here. If someone like to put a motion forward that we, you know, have a, special meeting, we do that in terms of discussing the bylaws for our, local station board. I'm happy to, receive that motion. So
thank you, Kamal.
Okay. Are you making that motion, Ambrose?
So moved.
Second.
All right. So we have a motion on the floor to receive a special meeting, to discuss the proposed bylaws, for Pacifica Foundation. It's been seconded. Any debate? I see Bill, your hand is up. I see Violetta and then Julie.
My hand was up for the motion, but I'm really concerned about this upcoming meeting on Saturday. And I hope that we don't embarrass ourselves and divulge us. But I absolutely do agree, and I said this earlier, that we need to have a meeting to peel back these bylaws.
Yep.
We're going into a public forum. And there's a lot of static here, whether we acknowledge that or not, but it's a lot of static here. So let's just be mindful of that. That, you know, Saturday, we don't just create a whole lot of chaos and be very embarrassed. And it's just not a good thing. It's not good business. Mr. Chair, thank you for letting me speak.
Thank you. Robert, can we do 30 seconds? All right. Violetta.
Okay. Thank you for this discussion. And this is primarily why I brought it back to the LSB. I didn't think that the outreach committee alone would be, able to come to a conclusion. I think that the conclusion that we have is, sufficient and we stick to it. We don't want to be embarrassed. We don't want to be airing our dirty laundry. And I just wanted one clarification. Once, Minerva and Ron get their, report together, they are to send it to Ellen and Kamal. Is that true?
Yeah, I would like whatever we're saying that's going to be submitted that, you know, the board, the full board get a peek at it prior to it going, out, on Saturday. So yeah, submit those, you know, the if it's going to be two columns, you know, bylaws, proposed bylaws, whatever you want to do, then, you know, somehow articulate that in writing, you know, for for us, and then folks can go in there with knowledge and not kind of be taken off guard. I would prefer that.
Right. And to present it as these, is the objective explanation of where we are now, and that the board would be meeting. We just passed that. And if there is more, we can have other town halls so we don't spiral out. But anyway, I just want to thank the board for helping with this, because I didn't think that the outreach committee should have went unilaterally without us discussing it. That was my concern, because, you know, you hear stuff unofficially. I didn't think that there was a consensus. And so I'm pleased with the outcome. And I just want to thank everybody who's made comments. And I think we have a plan. I hope so.
Thanks, Violetta. This is in regards, there's a motion on the floor. So if we could keep it to that, the motion is to have a special meeting for the local station board to be scheduled to discuss the bylaws. Julie, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah. So the question is, when would this meeting occur? And so what I'm hearing a little bit is people are a little nervous about Saturday, right? And so, while I support the idea of having a meeting of the full LSB, I think maybe one of the things that we could do to make Saturday go well would be to have a meeting of the four directors from PFW and the four officers from PFW. And what we try to do in that meeting is, you know, we try and pull something off. It's just like a quick little, you know, hour long discussion, between now and Friday evening, so that, you know, we're prepared. We're all on the same page. We're in agreement, you know, and still we would have an LSB meeting. I'm not saying we wouldn't, but that might be the thing that would solve people's nervousness around Saturday.
Yeah. I didn't think we could squeeze an LSB meeting in prior to Saturday. That was not going to be, definitely not going to be the proposal there, but I don't disagree with the officers, directors. Anything on the special meeting, the motion on the floor? Thank you. Wanda.
Yeah. I'm thinking that, to have the presentation by, Minerva and Ron, the two presentations are going to necessarily, cause some kind of questions or comments from the audience. I just kind of feel that it would. And I'm wondering if it necessarily has to be, held in a town hall prior to the LSB, the entire LSB addressing the issue of the current bylaws versus the proposed bylaws.
30 seconds, Wanda. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is that you'd prefer to have a full board discussion prior to anything being discussed at the town hall. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ron, go ahead.
That would be the best alternative.
I don't think so.
But here we are though. We were already scheduled this town hall. So
yeah.
On Saturday, like I say, I'm just going to pull the language from the proposal about the New Day proposal, and that's it. You know, we don't want to get into no bickering. All right. So, you know, but I want to be clear. I want people to understand that these are the changes that will occur under the new bylaws. That's it.
All right. Any objection to scheduling a full local station board meeting to discuss the bylaws? Any objection? All right. Hearing none, the motion passes. We will put out some dates. I'll get with Ellen and the officers, and we'll try to throw some dates out. Obviously, we have to give you all at minimum 7-day advance, so we'll make sure to do that. It'll be in between it'll be prior to the June meeting, all right? Everybody good with that? Okay. All right, moving forward, we have 9:54. Got a few moments. I know Member Byfield has still been discussing a retreat on unfinished business. Do you, I'm sorry. Whoa. There was a PNB director's report. Did everybody get that write up from Julie?
I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ellen sent it a little bit later because I didn't forward it until probably 15, 20 minutes ahead of time prior to the meeting. I think we've had quite a bit here already. If you want to digest what Julie has sent out, she's run it past each of the directors already. I think we're in harmony there in terms of that report. Please look at it and then get back to Julie or any of the directors really with any questions and concerns on that particular report. I think we don't want to kind of rehash unless, Julie, I'm stepping on your toes here. Do you have anything specific or Ron or Minerva that you really want to say here in this forum right now? Please feel free to do so. If not, then we'll move forward to unfinished business.
I don't have anything to add.
Ron.
I'm good.
Minerva.
I'm okay.
All right. Unfinished business. Member Byfield, retreat. Has there any work or anything moved forward on that? Do you have anything you want to say about the board retreat that you were trying to schedule?
I want to have the outreach committee respond to that. In my response, we've really made most of the moves, and the dates are sort of sitting for us to approve. But those things were dependent on management. And our last board meeting, several people spoke favorably of that. One of them was Ambrose, who's here right now. I certainly, look forward to us, moving forward, and especially with what's going on, Nash, with the PNB, and with other things, it's even more needy that we have a retreat.
Do you also, where are the dates? And then can we, not that you have to produce them now, but if you could get the dates over to Ellen, whatever the outline is, and then whatever management has to do to facilitate everything, let us know, and then we can use the in-between time here to schedule that date, you know, the time. So do you have whatever the committee had determined?
Yeah, I'm going to go back and confirm those dates with them.
Okay.
They had given me 2 dates.
Okay.
So and then I'll bring them back to us, okay?
Perfect. Wanda, is that a legacy hand, or do you have a question here?
It's a legacy. I'll take it down.
Thank you. Verna.
Yeah, I just wanted to hear a little bit more about the retreat. What is the content of the retreat? Is it going to be a day-long retreat, a couple of day retreats, a couple of days? What's the focus? I don't know, just something about what's going to happen on this retreat.
If I could, Verna, we've been having a little bit of a tough time actually scheduling the day. So I think what we should do is try and lock in a day that will, I think be enough time in between whatever day we have scheduled for member Byfield and I guess maybe the rest of that committee to formulate, you know, what will happen. It's never been extended to more than one day. I don't think we'll be sequestered for 2 or 3 days somewhere, but it'll be probably, I don't want to speak for them, but a one-day retreat and what activities and what we do in that one-day time frame are still to be kind of ironed out. Am I right, Michael?
Yes, you are. Yes, you okay. are.
All right, so let's just try and lock in a date or some several different dates, and then we can work on the actual content. All right. All right, new business. There was a proposal from Member Hirsch, and he is not here. So I am going to skip his proposals. you would have received this several months ago now. This was I want to say maybe February, late February. But he was concerned with some of the productivity of this board during meetings and in between meetings. And so he had some suggestions. I will forward the email from Member Hirsch to Ellen. Ellen can get it back out to everybody so you can kind of, you know, chew on that again since he's not here to kind of tee it up. All right. So we'll table that. Member Leon is here. He wants to discuss the grievance procedures. Tony, are you available?
I'm here, sir.
All right. How do you want to tee it up, sir? Go ahead.
Okay. Let me start off by saying, I'm finding it difficult to see why it takes a former LSB staff rep / programmer, I'm talking about myself, and not any of the current staff reps, to raise the issue that currently the volunteer staff have no outlet for due process or to facilitate fair resolutions. In the February LSB meeting, I asked that the IGM give the LSB a status on the Bill of Rights / grievance procedure. Ellen distributed the motion to the entire LSB, including the new people, to make sure they had opportunity to read it and digest it. Miyuki was also given a copy to review before the meeting. At the meeting, Miyuki claimed that the IGM told her that it would be improper to post the Bill of Rights grievance procedure on the WPFW webpage. Then Irene asked if it could be emailed to all the staff, and Miyuki replied, "That seems okay." I also informed Miyuki that KPFA has a similar process on their webpage by the unpaid staff organization, UPSO, as they're also called. You can go to the KPFA website and scroll down to the bottom and click the UPSO link and read it. But basically, what their process stands for is, or the purpose of it is, one, to represent the interests and the perspective of the unpaid staff in matters affecting ourselves and the station. Two, to select unpaid staff representatives for station committees. Three, to foster communication and cooperation between management, paid staff, and unpaid staff, between the station and the community it serves. Four, to promote communication among members of the unpaid staff. And five, very important, to facilitate the resolution of problems and grievances of the unpaid staff. So I say, if it's allowed in Berkeley, then it should be allowed at all the stations. And so I move that WPFW independently manage its own personnel matters using the approved process by the LSB and the WPFW unpaid staff organizing committee. If the Pacifica executive director has another process ready to go, then I move that, one, it be presented to the station's management and LSBs. Two, that it be placed on the Pacifica webpage for submissions. And three, that each application once submitted gets a response stating that is received. So far, we haven't seen any of this.
All right. Appreciate that. Sounds like you had a kind of a dual thread motion there. So your motions to, move to have the grievance, or that, or for the WPFW management to handle their own local affairs in terms of the unpaid staff. And then, if that's not something they're going to do, then to have the executive director, present what their, replacement or substitute proposal would be. Is that kind of the summation of what you're saying there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So Member Leon wants to make sure that the unpaid staff is adequately represented. He's presented some anecdotal information with regards to the KPFA website and something they're terming the UPSO, which clearly indicates that they are handling and posting opportunities for the staff to deal with their grievances. Any discussion? I see Vanessa and Mariah.
Has it been seconded? Does it need to be seconded?
Yeah, it does actually. Sorry.
I second it.
Seconded by Member Curtis. Any discussion, Vanessa?
Okay.
2 minutes.
Yes.
2 minutes, Kamau.
One minute. We're kind of running one up. So let's shorten it. I apologize, everybody, but 1 minute, okay?
Go ahead. Okay. Well, Robert is the nicest timekeeper I've ever witnessed. Amazing. So I wanted to ask Tony. Tony, you said that in your motion, what is now a motion, I thought I understood you to say that the process would be, quote, independently managed, which seems to be a little different than what I thought I heard Kamau say in his clarification. So what do you mean by independently managed?
What he's saying is that the WPFW management will independently manage their personnel activities. What he's saying is that the reason for it not to be posted as this board had asked it to be in the past was due to the executive director saying that that's not allowed. I think what he's saying is that he's brought in some anecdotal evidence to suggest that around the network it is allowed and that we should be able to handle, the management here should be able to handle the process independent of authorization, I guess, from, not I guess, but independent of authorization from the executive director.
So one more question. Do we know
Wait a minute. Hold on. I want to clarify something. When I say independently management, I mean locally managed using the process that we developed. That's what I mean.
Okay.
Okay, so the anecdotal evidence that you gave was the KPFA website. So do we know that did the AED sign off on that, or was that just an action that KPFA, that LSB took?
That process has been on the website for several years. So I don't know who signed off on it on the Pacifica level, but by being on their website, it's obviously that something that they drafted locally between the local station board and their organization.
Okay, last question. Did you talk to the IGM about this?
Did I talk to her about what?
About this, just putting it up there, not waiting for the ED, just doing our own thing, if I'm characterizing that correctly.
Well, I assumed that she was going to be at the meeting to say, you know, to speak on this, but the February meeting is when we had the discussion about posting our process on the WPFW website. So she's aware of what, you know, we're trying to do, or what I propose that we do with this process that we developed and approved.
Did she give an opinion about it?
Hold on. Let's try it to crosstalk. If you have a question that you need another member to answer, go ahead and direct it to the chair and we'll try and move it along. Cause I think when we start to get into the back and forth, you know, it's a little bit of a cross examination here of Tony. And I think that what's on the table for him, for us to kind of evaluate is whether or not that we want to take charge of the Bill of Rights and the grievance process locally.
Right.
Whether or not he's gone through these steps with the interim general manager, we can vet that or do that, once we make a determination if we as a body would like to move forward. You know, so I think it's less of an issue of whether or not he's talked to the IGM, more of an issue of whether or not we can, establish our position as a board. All right.
Okay, Chair, just wanted to say those are important considerations for me, but didn't mean to crosstalk.
Well, how so? Let me just ask you, how is the, whether or not the interim general manager is, you know, have been approached yet? Why is that concerning, or why does that influence your vote?
Based on my understanding, which is only based on what I just heard pretty much, that this is something that we've been trying, this LSB has been trying to do for a while. It appears not implemented in terms of being posted somewhere. I don't know that the process is not in effect, but it's not posted so that the unpaid staff have access to it and everybody kind of evenly knows what to do. To me, that is, a management function. We can certainly decide to go a different route, but it, I think, is relevant, what the IGM, yeah, what position she does or does not take, especially since the evidence we've been given is that, hey, another station posted this, so why should we wait?
Yeah.
I'm just trying to put it in context, that's all.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. Yeah, and I think the answer there is we have actual steps that the board has taken, of which to approve the Bill of Rights and the grievance procedures. We then took a stance to ask management to put that on the website. Management replied by saying the executive director did not see it proper for it to be posted on the website. And I think what Tony's coming back here tonight is asking for the board to consider, another approach to at least having, these, Bill of Rights and the grievance procedures visible. So that's really the steps there. And I think we should just try and understand, do we need visibility around the Bill of Rights and the grievance procedures? I think at a minimum, I thought I heard email, Tony. Is that something you asked for? The emailing of this information?
The posting on the website and the emailing to the volunteer staff.
All right. Got it.
Effect.
So minimum email, and then obviously what we're talking about in the motion is having the management post it to the website. Mariah.
So I mean, I have a question. Hopefully it applies, but for me, I wouldn't know how to vote without asking what the reasons of why the executive director denied it were. And is that in writing anywhere, or is that something that you could share? Because hopefully they wouldn't have just said no without any type of reasoning. And then my second question is just whether or not, I think, Kamau, you asked this or brought it up, was whether or not it was distributed via email, because it sounds like someone said it was okay.
Okay. Yeah, let's try to refrain from names. Thank you for that, Mariah. So yes, I do think that and the board should consider this, what the actual reason for the response from the executive director was. If we don't have that, Tony, do you have that?
According to Miyuki, the response from the ED was that, it's a personnel matter and it should not be posted.
Okay.
That was her rationale.
Okay.
Outrageous.
Bella, please, you're out of order with that. You gotta stop, please. All right. So you've heard Tony's given us kind of the, layout. I don't think it's in writing. So this is kind of like, a little bit of telephone here. But I do appreciate, you know, his recollection. And I do think that we need to understand maybe more directly from, yeah, that's correct, in writing, whether or not that's the position. So,
well, Mr. Chair, if you have the, if you have a copy of, you know, the audio of that meeting, it's, you can hear it in the audio and go, you know, copy it, from there.
Or let's check the minutes. Yeah.
I don't think
yeah.
it was added in writing to the minutes, but, it's definitely in the audio.
All right. I'll try and peruse that, you know, with Ellen's help here. Ron and then Michael, and then the motion on the table now is to, I guess it's a two-part motion. First piece is to assure that, the local management, handles their grievance process and Bill of Rights. And, if not allowed to at least receive what the proper procedure would be from the executive director. Right, Ron, Michael, Mariah, in that order. Very quickly, 1 minute, please, because we've got a couple more items here. Ron. Ron, going once. Going twice.
Everybody on this board voted for that, for those, protocols, and we all expected them to be, you know, issued, on the website and through email. So if the ED is blunting that, then that's who we need to go talk to. You know, we don't have to reaffirm, our position. We voted our position by creating those protocols. So what we need is an answer from her as to what makes this, you know, a personnel matter, in light of what Tony had just told us that the other stations are being allowed to do. So let's just go straight to the top, get the answers from the ED and move forward. You know, if she says we can't do it.
That's time, then, Ron. That's time.
And we challenge.
Ron, right? Is that a substitute motion?
Yes. I just moved that we talk immediately to the ED. Put that on her plate. She's the one that made the decision, according to Miyuki.
I second it.
All right. Any debate? Michael? 1 minute.
Correction. I asked that question at January's meeting. We were going to have a fundraiser in February. Tony asked that question at February's meeting. And it was said that the ED, I don't know whether or not that was concrete or that was an excuse by Miyuki for not doing it because.
No names, please. No names.
Okay. However, I think we're all on the same page here since one of the things that we are concerned about with New Day is our independence as an LSB.
Right.
So I would think that we should have a unanimous support for this, where KPFK can post it, but if Miyuki is correct, which I, you know, I have my own opinions about that.
Again, with the names, my brother, please try it.
Okay.
He's stating a fact, Mr. Chair. When he says a name.
I got you.
That's correct. Then
what it means is that, we really need a GM and not an IGM.
That's time, Michael. I'm sorry. That's time.
Thanks, Robert.
Yes.
You've been gracious to me.
I gave you some extra seconds, brother. Like I always do. Mariah, I love
Mariah, then Tony, and then we'll vote on our substitute motion to, take our question about the, Bill of Rights and grievance procedures not being allowed to be posted on our WPFW website. Mariah.
I just wanted my second question answered, because I don't think it was regarding emails. Was it sent to staff and programmers via email?
I can confirm I'm a staff member. I did not see that go out via email.
Thank you.
Thanks. Tony.
Yeah. Yeah, I approve, Ron's, amendment.
Substitute motion.
Substitute motion. Yeah. I approve that. And hopefully we can do this expeditiously because, you know, in the meantime, there's nothing.
Right.
All right. So the substitute motion is to, send a request from the, WPFW local station board to the executive director requesting from her the reasons, for her not allowing management to post the Bill of Rights and grievance procedures on the WPFW website. Sound right, Tony?
I would like to add too that if the executive director has another process ready to go, that she presented to the station, to the local station board and management. I'll just stop it right there.
Okay. Yeah. So give me too many words. I won't remember. Yeah. All right. So you're saying we're going to ask Ellen, make sure you get this for me, that the WPFW local station board asks that the, executive director, explain why the Bill of Rights and grievance procedures should not be posted to the WPFW website and to articulate what the, process is for grievances throughout the network. Is that what you were asking? Is that what you were saying, Tony?
If the Pacifica executive director has a process ready to go.
Okay.
That it be presented to the, local station board and management.
Okay. Ellen, you got that. I'm not going to try and go again. Any opposition to the motion there?
No.
All right. That motion carries. All right. Excellent. Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. All right. So that's our move forward. We'll get that email out, this week. Well, we'll try to get it out. Yeah. Before maybe Friday, we'll try to get it out to the executive director. All right.
Will you copy the board?
Yeah. No. Ellen's going to copy everybody. Yeah. I'll draw it up and she'll get it out and we'll copy everybody.
Thank you.
All right. Member Kiasi, parliamentarian and board funds. Member Kiasi, do you want to tee this up, David?
I think because the last meeting we were dealing with a internal issue and we didn't get to any of these things. My question is, what is the status of the parliamentarian and where do we send our checks or, you know, our monies to? Cause I have not made any contributions. And I see that we don't have a parliamentarian. So, you know, I'm ready to send my money in, but I want to know exactly where I send it, what I note it as, et cetera.
Yep. No, I totally understand. The way we had it, agreed upon, David, was that, each member would contribute, to a particular show of their choice, whatever it might be. If it was online or via check, if it was online, you would, be able to then tell, Tom Chase, the treasurer, hey, I just made my contribution to X. Tom is able to go back door or not back door, but he's able to see the contribution and record it as such to, make sure we pay for the parliamentarian and the Zoom account. Okay. That was both. So, the Zoom and the parliamentarian. So all we need to do, folks, is make a contribution. That contribution can go to any show or all shows, however you want to do it. And then, if the check is sent in, if you want to send a check, I'd say that in the notes field to simply put in LSB delegate, you know, contribution, something of that note. That way we can go that back. Tom has been recording who's been able to do that, donation. And, that'll satisfy what we voted on a couple months ago. All right. So you can do that at any time. I see Vanessa. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have a parliamentarian and she is on screen tonight. If I may, Carmela, sorry, if you could just kind of briefly say hello, and give us a little bit of background. And then, she's been assisting kind of behind the scenes. So I appreciate her, but go ahead.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Carmela Davis Watkins and I have been on your meetings, I think since February. And I truly believe that the role of the parliamentarian is to assist the presiding officer. So and only if the presiding officer says that I should, make a comment, because sometimes the body may ask what the parliamentarian believes. And I would only answer if the presiding officer says it's okay for me to answer. So I am here to assist the presiding officer. I am trying to make sure that your meetings go smoothly. I'm totally behind the scenes. So I have an open communication with the presiding officer as if I were sitting beside him in a in-person meeting. And I thank you all for your support.
No, we thank you. Appreciate it. So, yeah, she's been super helpful. I think, you know, it's well worth our investment there. Vanessa.
So, I communicated with somebody when I made my, I think each of us had to make X amount of, contribute X amount of dollars. I think it was like $50 or something. I don't remember, but I think that's what it was. And I communicated that to somebody, but I don't think it was Tom. I thought it was an LSB delegate who was keeping track, who was tallying, who was paying.
Tom Chase, as treasurer, we were asking him to do that. Tom, is that right? I mean, is he still here? I don't know if he's still here. He might have left. It should have been Tom Chase. Who else would you have given?
I have no idea, but I did not recognize the person. Maybe I made an assumption, but I thought it was somebody. I thought it was a delegate. I was pretty clear that it was a delegate. Okay. I don't know. So I don't know.
We'll take that offline. I mean, that if you did that already and you reported it to the wrong person, we can square that. No, that's not too hard to fix.
Okay.
Yeah. Michelle and then Wanda.
I just, how do I reach Tom to let him know that I made a donation?
Tom Chase's email, I'm sorry. It's treasurer@wpfw.org.
Okay. Thank you.
treasurer@wpfw.org and he'll, get back to you there.
Okay. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Wanda.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that Tom sent out an email a few months ago now letting us know how we should contribute and that he would be tracking our contributions. And he said the way that he would be, but I don't remember. But you might want to check your emails just to see, because it's easy to miss emails because we have so much coming in. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. I forgot to put your name here. Member Hewitt, but the anti-bullying and communications training. I'm sorry, Vanessa, did you add something else?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. Anti-bullying and communications training. How did you want to, tee that up?
Yeah. So, this is something that the PNB did at its May 1st meeting. We had two trainings. And this one I thought, would be really nice, for the LSB to do as well. And a couple of other LSBs are also doing this training. It's going to be free to us because, this is a consultant who works for, Pacifica. And at any rate, it was only like a 20-minute training and it was really effective. And, so I just thought, you know, I just wanted to tee up the idea of doing that and that we could do it probably at our July 11th meeting. I'm sorry, June 11th meeting. Couple of the other LSBs I think might have tried to squeeze it in their, May meetings, but at any rate, so mental health professional, who does this kind of training and, her name is Anya Lovest. And so anyway, I can send her bio around, but, I think the other, it's something that, like I said, the PMB did, and I think it was pretty well received and especially in light of, what we did in our April meeting, you know, it seemed like the timing was kind of perfect. So,
before I get, a stack, we're at a time certain to adjourn. Can I get a motion to extend? Got a couple of items we really need to get to. So any motion to extend?
I move. We extend.
How many minutes do you have?
15.
Motion to extend for 15. Any second?
I second.
Any objection? All right, 10:45 is our time certain. Any discussion around the anti-bullying and communications training? All right, so we're going to plan to have that on the agenda for the June meeting. Is there a 15, 20, 30 minutes, Julie? How long do we need to allocate?
I think she did the training in like 20 minutes and it was a little interactive. So, I mean, if we want to make it non-interactive, we could make it be only 15, but I think there was value in the interaction. So.
Okay. All right.
20 minutes, I think it'd be good.
All right. We'll have that on the June agenda, folks. So be ready for that. Anti-bullying and communications training. All right. Lastly here, the May 2nd, 2025 Community Watch Show. Question from Member Sanders. Member Sanders, do you want to tee this up for us?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can everyone hear me?
We got you. Loud and clear now. Yep.
Okay. On that, I didn't listen to the meeting, but someone reached out to me. The Community Watch and Comment meeting on that day had guests that spoke against the current changes that was made at Pacifica. So I need to find out who authorized that show and was this done by WPFW? Was it done by the LSB? I mean, who came up with the show? Who selected the guest? And why at this time all of this took place? There was no opportunity for anyone from Pacifica's national board to be part of that meeting. So that's my question.
I was part of that show. I don't know process for authorizing shows, but I'll take a stack. Vanessa, go ahead.
I guess I'm just fascinated by the question. Since when does a community comment show need authorization from anybody to discuss subject matter? The subject of the proposed bylaws changes is ongoing. So why would it not be a proper subject of a discussion as anything else? Who would give permission and why all of a sudden would permission be needed just for this particular issue?
Yeah. Like I said, I was on the show. We have a member that hosts that show along with another, volunteer staff member. So, I'm not sure, you know, what their process is. I have a show myself. I don't go through any authorization to play the music I play, but I see Tony, Ron, and then Wayne. Tony, go ahead.
How much time, Kamau,
do you want? We have until 10:45. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I listened to the show and I thought it was an LSB show. It sounded just like an LSB show. So in my mind, you know, I had the same questions as Minerva. You know, was this topic, vetted by the LSB first? Was it vetted or was it vetted by management or like, you know, who made the decision to make that the topic of the show and bring people from other stations to the show? I mean, in the past, LSB shows that the host did similar things have been suspended and the host reprimanded, almost kicked off the board, for not going through, or at least letting the LSB know, you know, that this was going to be discussed. I just wanted to say it could have used some balance. I agree. Could have used balance. That's it.
Thanks, Ron.
First of all, I put that show together. Okay. I put it together as an independent producer, a community watching comment, and I put it together because our listeners were being left in the dark about things concerning these bylaws changes. And we needed a vehicle to reach out to the listeners and staff, for that matter, about what was taking place. Now, the people that were on that program were PNB members. Okay? They were PNB members. And, in the discussion, at the very beginning of that discussion, I explained to the listeners and everybody else that the Pacifica National Board.
That's time, Ron.
Let me step in here real quick, Robert. Ron, finish your point so we can make sure that we have that.
All right. That the members of the community were being left in the dark. We weren't getting information from, other reps. Okay. And so I said, you know, there's just no way that we can keep our listeners and supporters in the dark about these bylaws changes. Now, at the very beginning of that program, I read the statement issued by Pacifica that was on the website. I read that verbatim. Okay. No commentary. I just read that verbatim and I told the listeners where they can find that and read it for themselves. Okay. And then we got into a discussion with those invited board members to share their thoughts about the program, about what was going on. And that's all there was to it. I did inform the program director that I was going to do this. I wasn't airing any dirty laundry or anything like that. I wasn't revealing anything that was, said in an executive session, and that gave the listeners the opportunity to call in with questions. Okay.
All right.
That's what happened.
Thank you for the explanation on the show. Wayne, and then Michael, Minerva, Wanda, in that order. Wayne, what do you have?
Well, thank you, Chair.
You're on mute. You muted yourself.
I would say this is the LSB overstepping its boundaries, stepping into programming for the station. If you need to know, if you did not hear the show, to my fellow board member, then you need to go through the archives. I PFW keeps those shows on and find that information. I think we're overstepping our bounds. It's not an LSB show. It's not our show. So if it's our show, we could pull that LSB person off and we could do something about it. But it's a PFW show. And PFW, I don't like some of the programming on PFW. I'm not going to call and be like, I need to know who played Choo-Choo Valdez, 1957 class. I'm not going to do that because I don't like what happened, especially if I didn't hear it. But somebody calls me and says, man, somebody played that Choo-Choo Valdez song you hate.
That's time, man.
I need to know. I'm sorry. I think we overstepping our bounds and we taking up time.
All right. Thank you. Michael, Minerva, then Wanda, please. 1 minute.
Yeah, I heard it and I also thought it was the LSB show. And not only that, I was incensed because someone on the air, okay, implied that one of our representatives, okay, voted in opposition to what we, at WPFW, what our LSB really feel in terms of our freedom of choice and our bylaws. That's how I heard it. Okay. So of course it's a very, very, serious issue for any programmer to take it upon themselves on such an issue without contacting other people. It wasn't balanced.
Thank you. Minerva. 1 minute.
What I'm asking, that's why I wanted to know who gave the authority or who had the authority to put that show on and who would be responsible if this does. Well, I can already tell you that the PMB has already heard the show. They have a copy of the show. And the question that I got was, did you know about it? And I told them, no, I heard it just like by someone calling me. But in essence, it was airing dirty laundry. It was airing how we have members who were upset with what was done at the PMB level. And this is their way to get it out to the community. That's how this was taken. So, you know, I'm just trying to see how things are done because as was stated, there are other people who did things. And the first thing that happened
is time, Minerva.
All right. Thank you, Wanda. And then Verna. And yes. Then we got a couple minutes left. Go ahead, Wanda.
Yes, thank you, Kamal. I heard the show as well, and listen to the radio station regularly and you see where the time slot for the show, you would have known that it was not an LSB show. I found the program to be extremely informative, and that as an LSB member, shared information that I think I needed to know, so I just want to thank, Ron again for putting the show together. And I think anybody that missed it should go back and listen to it. Thank you.
Thank you, Verna, then Tony.
Okay. I want to just reiterate the fact it was not an LSB show. I don't care how many people heard it and thought it was not an LSB show. It was community comment, community watching comment. And the community was invited to call in, and several did. So our shows, our public affairs shows, are not subject to editorial approval. So I don't care if the PMB has it or not. I don't know what they're going to say, because none of our public affairs shows are subject to that. That's it.
Thank you, Tony, Vanessa, and then we're almost at time certain.
Okay, I didn't say it was an LSB show. I said it sounded like an LSB show. I just want to be clear about that. Number two, you know, if you read Pacifica history, Pacifica was founded so that two sides with two opposing views could come to the table and have a discussion. That show was lopsided. There was only one person that called in with a different perspective, and that was it. That was the only time you heard a different perspective. We can do better than that. We can definitely do better than that. That's all.
Vanessa, Minerva, and we'll wrap.
So in terms of who calls in with whatever perspective, the programmer has no control over that. Ron already said that he read verbatim from the website. That is that perspective. And then there was discussion. Using the term airing dirty laundry does not apply because that typically refers to airing some internal station dynamics that are going on. That's the dirty laundry, not the public having an opinion. How dare they have an opinion about illegally imposed bylaws changes? Yeah, people have an opinion about it and they expressed it. That's not airing dirty laundry. That's giving the public an opportunity to be informed and express an opinion.
Minerva, I'm going to let you go last because this is your business and I want to make sure we've adequately addressed it. So let me let Michael go and then we'll come back to you. Michael.
You know, in 2009, there was a community organization that Obama had worked for. And I remember Verna had a program on What's at Stake and where they invited the executive director that was fired by the Republicans. They offered to have a two-sided view, which they offered to invite the other party and they didn't show up. So I'm just really kind of surprised that she has taken such a position in this regard. Really.
Okay.
Whatever happened to balance opinion?
Point of order.
Yes. What's your point of order?
Oh, at the same thing. We're talking about names.
Yeah, I know. If you all could refrain from that, I mean, you can just name the shows. Just not, you don't have to go out there on a limb and name everybody.
My apologies, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Minerva, what would you like us to do as a board as it's 10:47, our time cert was 10:45. Any motion to extend for 5 minutes while Minerva wraps up her, new business here?
Chair, I did want to respond to Michael's comment about me.
Nah, we're okay. I think we're fine. I'm sorry. We don't need that right now. He's just expressing his sentiments and, we're good.
It's an FCC rule.
Yep.
About balance.
All right, everybody.
Okay.
I'm trying to close out. I need a time certain so Minerva can finish, what she expects from this board. So anybody want to offer an extension here?
Move 5 for 5 minutes.
Any second for 5 minutes.
Second.
Any opposition? 10:52, we'll call it 10:53, time certain. Minerva, you have the floor.
The first thing I wanted to do was to find out.
Can't hear you.
Yeah, go a little louder.
The first thing I wanted to do was find out from the LSB where this started and how it went. Now, hearing that, the things that I would say here is, this is where we talk about making sure that the things that we're doing will be things that will not embarrass the station or the LSB. And that ties to what's going to take place on Saturday. This should not come up on Saturday, but if it does, then it needs to be that we're not discussing this today. And there will be a meeting where the LSB will talk with the management and probably even Pacifica about it. But I just needed to be sure I understood how this came about, because definitely I wasn't going to be able to speak on Saturday for the PNB.
That's time.
Without,
No. I want her to wrap it up, Robin. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Without people putting out what they feel is whatever they said they were going to do. So the thing is, I just wanted to be sure that everyone understood on Saturday where this could go because of what was said on May 2nd, but we'll be okay with it. And as I said, this will come up in other meetings. So there will be some discussion about this, and we've done it at the LSB and we'll move forward. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Minerva. If I could, quickly put a bow on it, just so there's no action item you're asking of from the board. Is that correct?
No, as was stated, this is a programmer. So, you know, this is, it's not the LSB.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we're going to adjourn here at 10:53, just trying to put a bow on everything. We've got some action items. We're going to email the executive director concerning the Bill of Rights and the grievance procedures. We have a anti-bullying training coming up in June. We have a meeting on the 17th, this Saturday. Quickly, Ambrose, I'm going to try and put a board. Go ahead, bow on this. Go ahead, Ambrose.
I just wanted to thank everyone for the well wishes. I'm still recovering. And I'll be in the hospital for about another month. Okay.
Thank you, my brother. Very thank nice. You for being here this evening, man. Really appreciate right. that. Yep. We have a town hall on Saturday, 12 to 2:30. At that town hall, the expectation is that you either bring your $10 to support the light fare and the rent. Well, not the rental, but the contribution we're going to give to the church. Or, Violetta is going to make sure we have a way to do that if we're not going to be present. We've also got a meeting to schedule for bylaws discussion. That's going to be in the interim between now and the, June meeting. So we'll have a special meeting there. And we're looking for my notes. We're looking for our special group on the, dealing with the outside, pressures, from the administration, Project 2025. We're looking to collaborate further with folks around the network. And, Tom Chase, the treasurer, is going to get a stack. Anybody wants to kind of connect with him on the financials? Did I miss anything? Oh, I'm sorry. And member Byfield's going to get us the dates on the retreat. I'll try and get the officers and directors together between now and Saturday. I think it might be Friday. Maybe Friday morning or Friday afternoon for me, but, I'll reach out to each of you all to see what time we can schedule for that. Anything else? Vice Chair, anything I miss? Ellen, anything I miss? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Robert.
No, I'm good. I just.
Yeah.
Nick's got crushed.
No, are you kidding me? It's a joke. He's funny. Ellen, anything I missed?
No, I think you have everything. And boy, they got crushed.
Wow. All right. I do appreciate everybody's time and patience. I think, productivity was high tonight. I think there's a lot of issues, obviously, on the board for us to deal with. And I do think that we have to be, aware and vigilant about any changes. It does impact the board, y'all. I just want everybody to understand that the LSB has a transitional period, but beyond that, it will be different. All right. How we interact with the community and so on. So just be vigilant in what you read. Read. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Thank you, Kamo.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for joining.
And we have to preserve the current bylaws. Thank you.
All right. All right.
Good night, everybody.
I move to adjourn.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, Robert. Out.
Hey, Robert.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go back to Madison Square Garden.
That's all I'm that worried. Thing. I'm worried.
I don't be, man.
Good night, everyone.
Oh, Robert, thank you. Saturday morning.
Thank you, Eileen. I don't know. Eileen, are you still here? Yeah, she's there. Eileen, thank you so much.
Thank you. For being there.
Oops, yeah. I am. I've been here all along.
Thank you for doing that. Appreciate you. All right.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Good. Right. Good night. Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.